Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. I'd like right now to introduce Dottie Indyke. She is the Executive Director of Creativity for Peace. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
It's always a pleasure to be here, Mary Charlotte.
So this, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are just tuning in, is the one-week-long KSFR Fun Drive. So it's actually a new thing that we're doing. We used to do either these interminable until we reach our goal fun drives, which sometimes went on for, I think the maximum was 18 days, and people were about to, you know, commit homicide if they saw one of us in the street because they were just too long. And we've been doing these great one-day fun drives, but we have decided now to do just a very small handful of one-week-long fun drives. We will stop on Sunday no matter what, but during this fun drive, we ask everybody, especially those people who either have never contributed before or who haven't contributed for a while, to give us a call at 505-428-1393, 428-1393, and make a contribution to KSFR. And we're going to be talking about Creativity for Peace, and we're going to be hearing just a little clip from an interview in a moment. But I wanted to first give Dottie a chance to tell our listeners what you like about and what you think about KSFR and this show.
Well, I come from a public radio background. When I was younger, I produced a children's radio program on national public radio stations. And I really believe in public radio. And
a children's radio show?
Yes.
What was it?
It was called Children's Radio Theater. And it was plays written by and for young people. And so it was aired at the time, this was in the 70s, on KUNM. But, you know, from the time I was young, I really supported and believed in public radio. And KSFR is especially important to this community because it's of this community. The people on who host the shows come from this community. The issues, many of them, concern this community. And for a small town, but a cosmopolitan town like Santa Fe is, I think having media like this, which is so relevant to what we're doing here, because most of the time the news that you hear and all the other news outlets that serve Santa Fe are focused on Albuquerque or they're focused on the entire state, but they're not so much focused on what's going on here. And about this show, well, I think we are incredibly lucky to have you, Mary Charlotte. I hope I don't embarrass you.
That's okay.
because for me, I'm talking to the listeners out there, Mary Charlotte is intelligent, sophisticated, has a really broad base of education and curiosity, and she's a really like top-notch host of a show with a huge amount of like a very loyal listenership, and covering like a really wide range of subjects in a really intelligent way. So I would say that people who are listening to the show should support KSFR. To let Mary Charlotte know that, and the station know that Mary Charlotte is a really valuable resource.
428-1393 is the number you call, 428-1393. And when people call, it gives me the sense that you actually support the show. And I'd certainly hear from a number of people, many people, over the course of a year. And I've been doing this now for 7 years, more than 7 years, sitting in this little corner of the Santa Fe Baking Company, which has become my de facto office. When people call, it allows me to know that you really support the show, that you're willing to put your money where your mouth is. And even if it's just $10 to $20 or something like that, or if you can afford more, I kind of like to ask people to make a contribution in the amount that they earn in an hour. So if an attorney makes lots of money in an hour, you know, write a sizable check in the hundreds. If a person is working Santa Fe living wage job, maybe you can give us a check or you know, a contribution for $10. So the number to do that is 428-1393, 428-1393. Now, Dottie, let's talk about Creativity for Peace. We usually have you on in the summertime when your camper girls are here. But for those who've never heard of Creativity for Peace, it's a summer camp. Tell us about it.
Well, It's more than a summer camp, but it is, you know, for New Mexicans, they know us a lot because the camp program happens here in Santa Fe. This is a program that nurtures the next generation of female leaders and peacemakers from Israel and Palestine. And these are young women in, like, sophomores in high school. They start with our program when they're 15 years old. And their introduction to our work happens here at a three-week summer camp every year outside of Santa Fe. We bring 16 girls to New Mexico, and the summer program consists of three-hour dialogue sessions facilitated by women from Palestine and Israel, and art making facilitated by art therapists, and then field trips, all kinds of interesting things in the Santa Fe area, fun and educational, and lots and lots of time together, because they live in a house together for 5 weeks. They sleep in the same bedrooms together. We mix them up by our three constituencies, which are Jewish Israelis, Arabs from Israel, and Arabs from the Palestinian territories, or Palestine, as our girls prefer to call it, from the West Bank and Gaza. And so they spend 3 weeks here. Kind of the basic introductory work is about learning to be a good communicator and a good listener, authentic speaker and a compassionate listener, to be able to listen to the story of your enemy, your quote-unquote enemy, without flipping out, without stopping listening. And
now, flipping out is a phenomenon that you see at certain points. I mean, these are teenagers who have lived lives that are highly engaged in politics, violence, and inequality.
Exactly. Our girls, I think all of them have post-traumatic stress syndrome, whether they live on the border of Lebanon and they grew up with bombs in front of their houses or people dying in front of them, whether they live in the south of Israel on the border with Gaza and they have to run to bomb shelters, you know, five times a day because terrorists are throwing bombs over the border, whether they live in the West Bank and they have had Israeli soldiers come into their villages and kill innocent people or bomb houses, whether they've lost their parents, they've lost their brothers and sisters, they've lost their boyfriends and girlfriends. So they are sitting in a room together with the people that they perceive have caused this horrible pain to them. And there is a huge amount of rage and pain. And the purpose of our program is to allow girls a safe place to say what they feel, no matter how hard that might be or how harsh it might sound, and to have the other side listen. And when that happens, a huge amount of healing happens. It happens because they're able to say for the first time what's happened to them, and they're able to also look around the room and see that girls, everyone feels, everyone is crying for them, regardless of whether they are Jewish or Palestinian. And that's the beginning of the reconciliation process. A lot of the reconciliation in our program in the beginning happens because just by introducing girls to each other, they live in a small place. The actual land size of Israel-Palestine is like the size of the state of New Jersey. Very small. It's hard for us to understand how girls can live so close to one another and not know anything about each other, really.
Although, I dare say the same thing happens on many streets in Santa Fe.
I'm sure that's right. That's true. But in this case, these people live in mortal fear of one another. And then they go home after being in New Mexico. Well, I think what I was going to say was a lot of the healing happens in the social time. These are teenage girls, so they're like dancing together and they're sharing music with each other. They play American music, they play Arab music, they play Jewish Israeli music. They dance, they sing, they talk about boys, they go shopping together. I mean, a lot of this is just, it's almost so simple that you can't believe how well it works. That when you give girls a chance to really know each other, they change their mind. When you know someone, an individual someone, you can't stereotype them anymore. It's not all you Jewish Israelis are humiliators and occupiers, or all you Palestinians are suicide bombers. Now all of a sudden it can't be all you, because I know you and you're my friend.
Right.
So I can no longer generalize. It's like our work is based on the quote by Jean Knudsen Hoffman, the Quaker peace activist, that an enemy is a person whose story we have not heard. Once we know a story of a person, we can no longer think of them as like the mass group.
And then an enemy is a person whose story we haven't heard.
Right.
That's profound.
Right, it is.
I'm just going to take a break to give the telephone number 428-1393. The phones, I think, have been a little bit slow, so give us a call. If you like what you're hearing, if you like this show, and if you haven't contributed in a while, give us a call, 428-1393. The reason we're coming to you in what seems like more frequently, although if you actually add up the number of days in the calendar year, it's a lot less, and it's going to be a lot less than what we've done in the past. But the reason we're coming to you is because life goes on and life costs money, and having KSFR, although it doesn't cost much, it's a pretty low budget for the amount of programming we do, which is 24/7, 365.25. The amount of programming we do is huge for our budget, but it still costs money. So the way listener-supported radio works is that listeners support it, and the way you support it is call 428-1393. And we would be happy to read your name on the air. We're happy also not to read your name on the air. If you don't want to be identified to the public, that's fine. Anonymous is a perfectly good name, and we use it all the time. 428-1393, 428-1393. And we come to you without commercials. We have a few little underwriting spots, but basically it's commercial-free radio. If you've ever listened to commercial radio or watched, you know, cable TV, it just goes out. It's like, where's the program? It's just all commercials or half commercials. This is not that. I have on this show 50 minutes of programming every Monday through Friday between 8 and 9. And the first 7 minutes is the BBC News. So add that up, and KSFR local news with Bill Dupuy and Dan Garrity. So add that all up, and what you get is long-form programming where we get to talk about things, about real issues, like this with Dottie, which is one of the most important and volatile issues, and the one about which people get most, as you call it, flipped out, freaked out, and sometimes it's hard to even have a conversation. So we're trying to do it in a way that is not only fair, not only, I hate to use the words fair and balanced in the same sentence, but you know what I mean, not only fair, but full of heart and compassion and intelligence at the same time. And I wanted to have you on, Dottie, because that's what you guys do in Creativity for Peace, and I feel like that's what we're trying to do here at KSFR and on the Radio Cafe.
Yeah, I want to help you do this pitch for a second. I just want to say, you know, it's public radio, and KSFR comes to you for free. You can listen to it for free. So you have, it's not like getting the newspaper or getting cable TV or having satellite radio where you have to pay for it. And so I think what's important is for everyone to remember that it's each of our responsibilities. And if everybody just gives a little bit, then all together it supports the station, makes it possible.
And I have often asked people to think about what their cable bill is and how much they watch their TV compared to how much they listen to the radio. And maybe if you could give us every 6 months the equivalent of one cable bill or half a cable bill. I mean, that still adds up over the course of a year to way less than what you pay for cable. We don't make you pay. We can't make you pay. That's not what it's about. It's about really thinking about it, thinking about what public radio is, what the Radio Cafe is, and either saying, oh, I don't want to support that even though I listen to it, or saying, yeah, I want to support it and I listen to it. It's sort of like our great friend Richard Block, who used to be on the board of KSFR, used to say it's kind of like passing the church basket. And some people will make a little contribution, but if the basket goes by every single week and Joe Schmo does not ever put a dollar in or a couple of bucks, people start to look at them like, what will you expect the rest of us to carry you? So again, we ask people to just contribute within their means by calling 428-1393, 428-1393. We're talking to Dottie Indyke, who is the Executive Director of Creativity for Peace. So one thing that I have been thinking and wondering about is, what is the future for teenage girls to be Palestinian leaders? Is there a place for female Palestinian leaders?
I don't exactly know. I mean, it hasn't happened, but that doesn't mean it couldn't happen. People have a misconception about Palestinian culture that it is medieval, that it is, you know, people kind of have stereotyped ideas about what Arab culture is like for women in general. And although the Arab culture in Palestine is different than the Israeli culture, what I see in Palestinian families is, number one, that there's a lot of similarities between Israeli and Palestinian culture. One of the similarities is a very high premium placed on education for women, too. Our girls' parents want their daughters to get a college education, and our girls go to college, our Palestinian girls. Many of them are in college already. They're studying medicine, broadcast journalism, they're studying science. Some of them want to be pharmacists, some of them are studying to be a psychologist. So, and women in Palestinian families have a voice. They are not, it is not like they are, they're not silenced. Otherwise, our program would not be possible, because what we're about a lot is empowering women. So, could a Palestinian woman in the future be a leader? I think yes. I think probably yes. And we know that women have been already leaders in Israel. The question is whether a woman who believes in peace and, you know, and fights for peace could be the leader of either one of those two places. And obviously we think so at Creativity for Peace, or we wouldn't be doing this work.
It's funny how peace as a concept hasn't had a lot of traction in international politics lately. It's as if it's not even a goal to be striven for, which I find to be so disturbing and so horrifying, given what a living hell war is for in every possible way.
Yeah. Well, people are very cynical about peace, I think, and also peace is actually a very quite subversive and dangerous occupation. If you think about what has happened to some of the greatest peacemakers in our recent history, they get assassinated a lot. They are the lightning rods for a huge amount of hatred. In that way, I really feel very sad about the human condition, about why that is the case. I think it's because of people's selfishness and greed and I don't know.
And some kind of weird primate, if we're not being warriors, we don't have a role on the, I mean, our male brethren, not
yes.
Everybody feels that way, but there is some kind of almost instinctual voice that speaks in every generation, and it's sort of like, this is who we are, and
right.
We have to fight.
Right, exactly. Well, that's one of the reasons why we focus on women, because we really believe that women have a particular role to play in the whole peacemaking arena, that women have a capacity for compassion, and that might, in many cases, outweigh their desire to make war. And women are mothers, so women teach their children differently. And that we think will make a difference too. But you know, but there somebody just recently told me about the elder movement, this elders group that Jimmy Carter, Reverend Desmond Tutu, and Nelson Mandela are three of the members, and they're going around. They're called the elders, and they're going around and doing peace work in different parts of the world. There are many people working for peace. The question is, can they achieve a leadership level, and can they have an influence that's comparable to the people who are warmongers?
4281393 is the number, 505-428-1393. And we're going to go back to the control room for just a moment because we've got some thanks.
We sure do. Louise Hill, Fran Cole, John Connell, Michael Holloway, and Mary Mumford.
Yay, thanks to all of you. Let's get those phones ringing, ringing, ringing. 505-428-1393. if you appreciate what public media are all about and if you appreciate what KSFR and the Radio Cafe are all about, just give us a call. And if you think, oh, these are economically hard times, that's not good enough. Give $5 if these are economically hard times.
Well, you know, it's hard in Santa Fe because there's so much need here, so many great nonprofit organizations, including KSFR and Creativity for Peace, among many hundreds of others. It's hard to decide how to, you know, for all of us who really want to be good citizens, it's hard for us to figure out how to mete out whatever resources we have. And everybody's resources are limited in some way or another. But it's really mainly up to the people who are listening right now. You know, it's also important for Mary Charlotte to get a little boost. 7 years of doing this show, she doesn't see you. She's not up on a stage in front of an audience. You're out there, but she doesn't know who you are. So it's a way for you to show her that you appreciate. She's such a fine host. It's really a big deal in Santa Fe, I think, to have somebody like Mary Charlotte who cares so much about the community and is such an asks such intelligent questions and knows so much about such a wide range of things.
505-428-1393. We want to thank our donors so far and the people who are on the phones now and calling. I know the line is ringing right now, so we are delighted. 505-428-1393. And I wanted to speak just briefly to what you said about how there's so many nonprofits in town. One of the things that we do and that I do is try to get the word out about what those other nonprofits do. So in a way, of the hundreds of nonprofits that we have, I've probably had a large percentage of them just on this show just to let people know what's going on. And some of them are art and some of them are like what you're doing. Some of them are social services. Some are real base level poverty and hunger. And, you know, everything from that to the opera. And we get it all on KSFR, 428-1393. I've been told I talk too fast, so I just said it really slow.
One of those donors is a board member of ours, so thank you, John.
Yay! Mm-hmm. 505-428-1393. So you have girls. Have you ever done, when you were, I know you don't only do the summer camp, but you do traveling, you go to the Middle East. In fact, you were just in the Middle East. Do you ever do similar programs with boys, or is it always girls?
It's always girls for our organization. But we are not the only organization that does this kind of work. In the United States, there are probably a half a dozen other groups that work with Israeli and Palestinian young people in various forms. And all of those programs work with boys. So I get asked all the time, why don't we work with boys? We should work with boys, that kind of thing. And boys certainly need this kind of work, even though I think when you have a co-ed program, it would be different than, you'd have to do a different kind of curriculum than we do with girls.
Yeah, definitely.
I often say instead of dialogue with boys, you'd have to do wrestling or something like that. but, you know, that's not our niche. We focus on girls. And I do want to say that the camp is just the starting place for our program. That's where girls begin. But then when they go home, much more of our program happens in Israel and Palestine than happens in New Mexico. It's just that people here can't see it. Because that's where the girls mostly are. Girls who start with our program, they come to camp, then they go home, and we organize gatherings all year long where girls continue their relationships and continue their training, and then girls who want to step up and make a greater commitment become young leaders. Those are the girls who have been on this program in the past. Young leaders are former campers who are making peacemaking an integral part of their lives, and we provide them with really deep kind of training on what it means to be a leader. And the way we work is you work internally and you work externally. In order to be able to be a peacemaker for the long haul, when you live in a country, or two countries, even though Palestine's not a country, but when you live in two places where war and conflict and violence has been going on for so long, it really is important that you do the deep work personally on healing, learning how to take care of yourself, learning how to express your pain on an ongoing basis in order to keep on for the long haul. So we do that, and we also teach girls how to be leaders, like how to lead a group or how to be a good public speaker or how to fundraise for a nonprofit organization. all different skills.
How to fundraise for a nonprofit organization?
That's right.
Why, do you have them call 505-428-1393?
That was giving you a lead-in, Mary.
I'm just going to say the number once more. We're going to go back. 505-428-1393. But you were just in the Middle East, and you did a program with mothers and daughters. Tell us about that.
We had a gathering in a village in central.
We just got a contribution landed on the table.
Nice.
Thank you. That was nice person.
That was Diane.
Oh.
That was very sweet. We had a program with 32 of our girls, including girls that go all the way back to like the 2005 camp, and 32 girls from all different camp sessions, and 17 of their mothers came to a gathering in central Israel, in a village called Neve Shalom Wahat Al Salam, which isn't the only village in Israel in which Arabs and Jews have intentionally chosen to live together. A number of our campers come from that place, and it was a beautiful gathering. It was a chance for girls to share our work with their mothers. It was a chance for their mothers to express some of their own pain and their own hope and their own frustration, because they live in this conflict too. And it was a chance for mothers to watch their daughters in the full power of who they are in the Creativity for Peace Forum. So girls were able to stand up and do what they do in our gatherings, which is they say, this is causing me pain, this is what I'm upset about, I'm frustrated, I feel like there's never going to be any peace. Then they also say, thank goodness for Creativity for Peace and the support that I get. So it was a beautiful gathering. We had a basket making workshop. Two women taught the mothers and daughters how to make baskets. So it was like a collaborative exercise they did in producing something. And, basket is a metaphor. Making basket is kind of a metaphor for creating something from seemingly basic materials. This is the same kind of thing we do at camp. Many things are metaphors for collaboration and for peacemaking. So it was 2 days of being with these girls and their mothers, and it was wonderful for me to meet some of these girls' mothers. I was just, these girls are such heroes to me. I'm so inspired by them.
You've known them for a while.
That's right.
Some of them come back over the course of years.
Oh, yes. I've seen, that's right. We have girls in our program who have been involved 5 and 6 years, and some of their mothers I've met, but many of their mothers I haven't. And it was a beautiful thing, because their mothers said things like, I don't believe that peace will be possible as long as this is our government, but I really want my daughter to make a difference in the future. I haven't been able to do as much as I want, and I have hope my daughter will be the one to do some, make a contribution.
We're talking to Dottie Indyke of Creativity for Peace. 505-428-1393, and we've got a report from the control room.
Yes, Leslie Nathanson-Juris loves you, Mary Charlotte, and Dottie.
Yay.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
And, of course, there are the anonymous people, you know.
Ah, yes. We've got a couple of anonymous, too. That's good to know. 505-428-1393. And if you like the show, I got to say it again, make a contribution, 428-1393. Now, last week, we heard from Mohammed Omer, who is a Palestinian journalist who has spoken in Santa Fe, who I think is going to be on a speaking tour in the United States. I'm not sure. I don't think he's going to make it to Santa Fe this time, but he's going to be later in February or in March going through the United States. And he was on his way to Gaza, which is where he's from, and he happened to be going through Egypt when Egypt had a revolution. And he was there when they were already beating up journalists, but I think he escaped relatively unscathed. But we were able to get a report from him, and I was hoping that he would go to Gaza, and indeed, on Friday of last week, I was able to record an interview with him and 4 Palestinian children. And we're going to hear just a little, I don't want to play too much of it, but we're just going to hear a little clip from that right now. And while we get that set up, you can give us a call, 505 428-1393. He's a wonderful journalist. He's a very intelligent person. He is his command of English is unbelievable, and his commitment and energy to telling the truth about what's going on is just unparalleled. So let us hear that, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I am talking to a child in Gaza. Mohammed Omar, where are you?
Well, I am home, actually, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, Rafah refugee camp. I'm very pleased today to say that I've been trying to get a number of children from the neighborhood who can tell about their daily life. And we have got two beautiful boys and two very sweet girls who are sitting right next to me. We will have Aya Radwan, 9 years old, Maryam Asufi, 8 years old, Mustafa Hamad, 10 years old, Bashir Abouyada, 10 years old, who will be speaking to us today, featuring the life of Gaza children in the southern part, Rafah refugee camp.
Now, one of these children is actually a young poet, a person who's starting to write poetry and who has brought a poem. So let's start with Bashir, and maybe he'd like to read his poem.
صرخة من بنت فلسطينية مسلمة لكن عربية عندها أخلاق وحسن النية ويكتب وجه الكون وبتقول يا عرب فين الحمية سجون العدو شباب فتية.
We are listening to Bashir Abouyada, who just told us some of his poetry. I meant to keep it short. He has been saying some poetry for the last 25 minutes nonstop. And most of his poetry is quite promising.
Bashir, tell us about yourself. Where do you live? How many brothers and sisters do you have?
He says that he lives in Tel Sultan, the southern part of the Gaza Strip, and he has two sisters and three brothers.
And do you go to school every day?
Yes, I go to school every day with the exception of Friday, and I attend 60 classes from the morning until the noon, right before the prayers.
How did you start writing poetry? Do you hear a lot of poetry in your life?
I have started at the age of 7 years old, he says. It was thanks to the encouragement of my mother at that time. My dad has also paved the way for me to go on with the poetry. At the first grade, I started to read poetry. At the second grade, I started to compose poetry. The third grade, I am writing and composing, and I'm memorizing most of the Arab poetry.
Extraordinary. What, Bashir, has been your experience of the war?
We were living in fear and in quiet sadness. The sadness is because of the families who are homeless, who are displaced, and those who lose their family members and have nowhere else to seek refuge. Like the rest of the children in the world, we are in love with our parents. We love our mothers, we love our fathers, and I do not want them to be lost. I was scared all the time during the war, and what is most disturbing for me is the fear and the anxiety and the nightmare which I'm having when I sleep. Until today, I have this type of nightmare. I always have this nightmare coming into my sleep that the Israelis are attacking our house and killing my father and my mother.
Has anybody in your family or among your friends been hurt?
My dad has been severely injured, and he had lost one of his legs. It was in a bomb which explodes. This was in 2008 during the war, where his father was injured. Many of my friends and relatives have been injured as well during the war. My brother has been arrested and by the Israelis, and thanks to God's help, now he is released. My cousin has been also killed by the Israeli occupation forces, and as well as his brother, who is in a prison for 26 years old in the Israeli jail.
Do you see soldiers on the streets where you live? Have they been to your house?
Yes, they used to walk on the streets, but now they have stopped since there is a truce with Hamas and Israel.
Do you have water and electricity in your house?
We get electricity 2 hours per day, and most of the time water is in short. I'm talking, he's describing the situation of shortages. Mary Charlotte, as we speak now, there is a little of light here in this room because there is no electricity and has been this the case since the last 7 or 8 hours. It is another night for Gaza where electricity shortages is going to continue. The situation is even going to get much worse in the coming period because fuel which used to come through Egypt is not coming through the tunnels anymore, which means crisis coming on the way to the Gaza Strip.
Do you have heat in the winter?
No, it's very cold, and the water is in the winter is leaking from the roof. The raining water is leaking and getting into our house.
Is your father able to work, or is he disabled by his injuries?
He's unable to work, and he cannot move and walk around freely.
What are your hopes? What are your hopes for your future?
I want to be a cardiologist, to be specialized to surgeons in the heart.
Tell Bashir thank you, and thank you for sharing the poem with us. And you're listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. And that was just a clip from an interview with Mohammed Omer and four Palestinian children. And it blew my mind. I felt such, when I was listening to this child, Dottie, I felt such love for this little kid whose father got his leg blown off, and he's a poet, and he wants to be a cardiologist.
Yeah.
Quite amazing.
Yeah. The situation in Gaza is so truly terrible. And yet, you know, there's so many young people there who have hopes and dreams and who have huge hearts and who, you know, who want peace. I mean, people think of Gaza as being some Hamas, you know, I don't know, cell or something, that everyone is Hamas. But most people in Gaza are just regular people like you and me who just want to have a life that's got some quality to it and some hope.
428-1393. If you like what you listen to on KSFR and on the Radio Cafe, give us a call right now. 505, that's the area code. I think you probably know that. 428-1393. And we've got a little report from the control room.
Yes, we have a couple thanks. Chris Danielson and Cy Husbafti.
Thank you. Good. We got a bunch of calls. Let's get a bunch more. Let's try to get 15 calls. That would be one per minute. Can we do that? One per minute before the top of the hour.
Yes, we can.
505-428-1393.
Yeah, I want to thank Leslie Nathanson-Juris and all the people who have given this morning.
Yeah, you've got some of your fans calling.
Yes, we've got some Creativity for Peace people who are wonderful. Those our people, our donors are, and our supporters are so such wonderful community-minded people. They're people who care about peace and social justice. They're people who care about equal opportunity for everyone, and they're people who are very philanthropic, very generous.
505-428-1393. At least one of the phones is ringing right now. I've got the inside scoop here. And let's get the other phones ringing, 428-1393.
This is very mysterious, Mary Charlotte. How are you knowing what's going on?
I'm looking at my computer screen and and there are magical little symbols popping up known as Mary Lynn's typing that tell us what's going on. 428-1393. Now, how long has Creativity for Peace been going on?
This is our ninth year. We started in 2003, and in that time we've had 12 summer camps with 162 girls participating. This year in the summer we'll have 16 more girls coming.
So the earliest girls are now well into their 20s. Have you kept track of them?
Yes, a lot of them. Yes, we have girls, like I said earlier, who have actually been involved with our program nonstop for the last 6 or 7 years. Some of the girls from the very earliest years, you know, we have lost touch with. But many of the girls are still, they come back to our program. Like during the Gaza War in 2009, we had girls come back from the 2003-2004 camps who had been kind of gone for a while. Sometimes when something really terrible happens, they need the reminder of what's possible. And they need the support of their friends from the other side also.
What, have they been making an impact? Have they been doing peace work at home?
Yes, you know, so in so many different ways. We had a note from a girl from the 2003 camp, our very first camp, who told us that she is able to help mediate disputes inside of her own family.
Interesting.
That she uses the techniques she learned in our dialogue process in order to show her family how compassionate listening and authentic speaking can help avoid conflict.
Now, is that really better than yelling louder?
Yeah, I don't know, Mary Charlotte. What do you think? we also have girls who are doing really wonderful things, like just a few examples. One of our girls spoke in front of her, was invited to speak in front of her her whole family.
We just got a donation. I just got an envelope from the wonderful Fred Simpson. Thank you.
Oh, nice. The money should be pouring in the door here at the Santa Fe Baking Company.
It should indeed.
Yep.
But for those of you who can't make it over to Cordova Road, make that call right now,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen. 428-1393. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, one of our girls was invited to be the youth representative from her village. She lives in an Arab village in Israel, and she spoke before an audience of 5,000 people about the need for young people to vote their conscience, not just vote the way their families have voted in the past. And she said she would not have been able to do that without the training that she's received from Creativity for Peace. We have girls, one of our girls from the West Bank just won an essay competition. She wrote an essay about how young women can have an influence on the peacemaking process. And she, her essay was published in Haaretz newspaper in Israel. One of our girls from Neve Shalom, actually, was just invited to be one of 5 young people from around the world to attend the Global Economic Summit in Davos, Switzerland, that just happened a couple of weeks ago. And she made a presentation at the summit about how she thought that the leaders of Palestine and Israel should use Creativity for Peace's dialogue process to listen to each other so there might be a possibility for peace. So these are just some examples of how our girls are having an impact already, even though they're only in their late teens and early 20s.
That's amazing. Well, and I think it's a funny thing, because when you think about the process of learning to listen to one another as opposed to talking loudly over one another, you do start thinking about the kind of talk shows, and I hate them, where you've got 3 or 4 people on, sometimes just 2 people on and a host, they try to get opposite views, as if there were such a thing as opposite views. You know, there's just multiple views, and views can be changed and shifted, and views are not monolithic, but they get people of supposedly opposite views, and then they yell at each other.
Well, they mostly don't listen.
Mostly
what happens is people, especially when it's a hot topic, a topic that really provokes you just sort of wait till the other person stops talking, and that during while they're talking, you're thinking to yourself, as soon as that person stops talking, I'm going to say blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And that's...
Which is kind of how Congress works, too.
It's how most of the world works. And really, in the United States, I've noticed, since I've been doing this work, I've really noticed about how people don't really listen to one another. And it's really, I'll tell you, when our girls sit in a room together and they have to listen to this really, really painful stuff, they have to listen to girls from the other side say things that they don't even believe are true. Not for a second. They don't even believe they're true. And a girl is saying, you know, the Israeli army came into my village and killed my brother right in front of me on the sidewalk. And the Israeli girls will say, our army doesn't do that. That doesn't happen.
Right.
I mean, literally, their whole worlds shatter apart, both sides, because they learn things about the other that they never have been told, they never have read, they don't think are true. And for them, if they can listen to each other, say that kind of stuff, like, I wish all your people were dead, or your people were killed in the Holocaust, and why do you do the same thing to us? Or, you know, if they can listen to that kind of thing, and you can just imagine how deeply that pains them to hear this kind of stuff, then we can do a better job in the world of listening to each other.
And that listening is the key, and that's what I think media have the possibility of doing and doing well, is getting people on who then get a chance to talk and really be listened to. I never on this show do that sort of point-counterpoint. You know, you got one person on with one view, and then you have another person with a view, because then you devolve into that not listening to each other thing. We'll have people with different views on, but they won't be on the same show. So what you just talked about today, people can go home and digest that and think about it, and think about it in relation to their own lives, and think about it in terms of the relationship with the argument, relationship to the argument they just had with their wife or their husband or whatever, and the role of listening, and they can think about growing up with listening or not listening. And another day, we'll have somebody talking about Judaism or whatever, and people will think about that. And I believe, and this is certainly the way I try to do this show, is that when you have multiple points of view at different times that are being expressed in an honest and open way, then listeners and I, everybody who's involved, can start integrating different ways of thinking and making them your own. And that's what, I think that's what public media, they don't always do it, but they have a chance to do it. There's not even a chance on
right.
those fast-talking, super commercialized shows.
Exactly. I think it's the way to learn is to listen. And if you can stay open, many things are possible. And it's also a very deeply satisfying feeling to be listened to. And once you know what it feels like to be deeply listened to, then I think it makes you more motivated to work, to listen to others, even when it's difficult. I had a conversation with my father yesterday on the telephone, where my father and I had a political disagreement, and I have to practice. I have to practice
right.
not going like ballistic, you know, and really listening.
Practicing not going ballistic.
That's right. Practicing as not flipping out, as we said, the technical term, flipping out.
Let me just give the number real quick.
Sure.
505-428-1393. 505-428-1393 is the KSFR Pledge Drive phone number.
Right. I want to ask everyone to support Mary Charlotte and support KSFR. And, you know, Mary Charlotte's a wonderful listener.
Oh, thank you.
You're a wonderful listener, and you ask intelligent questions, and you really, the best interviewers I've ever spoken to in the media are people who are really good listeners, and people who are thoughtful. And I think if you're going to be thoughtful, you can't have the barrage, what you describe as the
right.
screaming back and forth at each other, the, you know, the argument-based stuff. I mean, I don't know what the attraction is to that. I really
no,
don't.
I mean, it partly is just because of what you're used to. I mean, I didn't grow up in that environment, but I did have on my dad's side, a Sicilian family, and I did not speak Sicilian as a kid, unfortunately, but I was in a completely Italian, Sicilian atmosphere. And one time I asked my dad, Dad, why do they always yell at each other all the time? And he said, that's just how they talk.
Right, and right. You know, it's true in Arab culture, too. Actually, probably in Jewish culture, too. There's a lot of the method of like, I've heard people speaking in Arabic to each other, and since I can't understand a lot of Arabic, it sounds like they're having a fight. But they're actually just talking about something really benign.
Right.
That's just the way the passion they bring to their conversation. I'm not sure they're listening to each other, though.
428-1393. 428-1393 is the number, and one of our phones is occupied right now. A couple of other phone lines are free. So give us a call in the, 3.5 minutes that we have until it's time to go. 505-428-1393. And we so appreciate all the people who have called, and we hope that you all call during the rest of the week and that you support and really think about the work done by Creativity for Peace, who can be found, by the way, on the web at creativityforpeace.com. And in the summer, there are ample opportunities for people to experience the work. The girls always give a talk, and there's other things that they can do as well.
Right. One thing is we usually have a public event in Santa Fe in early August. If people are interested in being included on our mailing list so they can get notice of that, they just can go on our website and send me an email. You can also email info@creativityforpeace.com. We also have a camp open house, which if people are interested, they need to contact me and let me know they'd like to come and visit our camp and visit our girls. And we're usually out and about. The girls dance on the plaza. They like to go around the plaza and meet people. We shop. We're in town. So we have a presence. And
Teenagers, and there's a mall. That equals shopping.
Correct. And although it drives me crazy because I'm not a shopper, they are like, you can't imagine how it excites them to go shopping. But especially for the Palestinian girls, first of all, they're teenage girls and they love to shop. But second of all, the Palestinian girls don't even have an opportunity to purchase anything where they live. So
Right. We
have to give them the opportunity to do that.
Dottie Indyke is the executive director of Creativity for Peace. Thank you so much for being with us. And once again, creativityforpeace.com is the website.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. It's always a pleasure to see you. And I want to thank all of you people out there who are supporting KSFR and Creativity for Peace.
428-1393 is the number. Thank you all who have been calling. And we hope you call for a few more minutes. And frankly, that you call throughout the day. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. You can friend me on Facebook. We have lots of friends, little friend requests. I love it. Get to know at least a hint of who the listeners are. Some of them are from far and wide. And by the way, if you're calling from out of area, you can, first of all, you can go to ksfr.org. And you can also call the toll-free number, which they're going to give in a moment. What is it? I don't remember.
866-907-5737.
5737.
866-907-5737.
Okay, it's time to go. Thank you, Mary Lynn LeBlanc. Thanks to everybody. Tomorrow, dogs versus cats, which is the listeners are. Some of them are from far and wide. And by the way, if you're calling from out of area, you can, first of all, you can go to ksfr.org. And you can also call the toll-free number, which they're going to give in a moment. What is it? I don't remember.
866-907-5737.
5737.
866-907-5737.
Okay, it's time to go. Thank you, Mary Lynn LeBlanc. Thanks to everybody. Tomorrow, dogs versus cats. Which is better? Hasta la vista. Ciao.